Now it's National Travel and Tourism Week, and Wisconsin's tourism industry has shown strong growth over the last few years. A recent press release from Governor Walker's office says that tourism created 23,000 new jobs since 2011 and contributed $20.6 billion to the state's economy in 2017. As the secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, Stephanie Klett spends a lot of her time traveling the state to promote Wisconsin tourism and to support people working in the industry. Secretary Klett, welcome back to the show.
Rob, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Well, can you talk about the growth in tourism spending here in Wisconsin over the last bunch of years?
Well, it's been incredible, and that's because we have such a great product. I started in 2011, so we've been tracking those numbers since then, and we are up nearly 40% from then. We started at about $14.8 billion in 2011, and our new numbers are out for 2017, and it came in at a total of $20.6 billion in economic impact for Wisconsin. So we're just really thrilled because we have, 72 counties, 11 sovereign nations. It's the seventh year in a row of increases in visitor spending. And, the tourism industry just shows this stable long-term growth. 195,000 people are employed because of tourism. Last year, I think this is a number that really blew all of us away, even at the Department of Tourism. There were 110 million visits to our state. So that's an increase of almost 20% since 2011, when we had about 92.5 million visits 7 years ago. So the one last thing I just have to say that I'm so proud of is that we have all these tourism businesses, and over 60% are small businesses, meaning 50 employees or less. But, they're creating all these jobs. They're welcoming visitors to our state. So in state and local taxes, $1.5 billion was paid. So, that goes for everything from roads to fire and police protection. And so you talk about a win-win. And a statistic that I think is great is that, it would take each household an extra $660 to maintain existing services that they get because of tourism. So it really is a win-win for our state. People have an incredible experience from around the world in our state. We know when they have a great time, they're coming back, and it's great for the economy as well.
That's been growing along with a national recovery from the Great Recession that was wrapping up around the beginning of that time period. How do we compare to other states? Are we rebounding? Are we growing faster than maybe our neighbors or other states when it comes to tourism spending?
Yeah, well, it depends where you're talking about. Now, because like California and Florida, Nevada, obviously, their rates are pretty impressive. But no, in the Midwest, especially in the upper Midwest, our state is really crushing it, I'm just so proud of the product and of, all the great convention and visitors bureaus and chambers in the state. Some of them are so big, some of them are so small, but they're doing innovative things, and they're really focusing on a great product and customer service. And so, we got away from all those slogans, and we really branded our state as the fun state. And so every community can grab onto that, and I just think it's paying off. You'll see things, I don't want to say the same old, but, in Illinois, it's mile after magnificent mile, and then we've got pure Michigan, and then we've got only in Minnesota. Well, our brand is so simple. It's fun. We got away from all those slogans, and so all 72 counties and our tribal nations can grab onto that brand of fun, and we're winning and ranked number one in fun, family friendliness, affordability, and a welcoming, worry-free atmosphere when compared to our Midwest competitors. And of course, that's Minnesota and Illinois and Iowa, Indiana, Missouri, Michigan. And so we're also ranked number one for beautiful scenery, fall colors, agritourism, great microbreweries, wineries, and Native American culture. So we're really starting to differentiate ourselves as well in that area.
Talking to Stephanie Klett, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, looking at growing tourism numbers in terms of dollars and visits here in the state. You're talking about sending that message about Wisconsin. There are some new ads out. Here's one of the new Wisconsin tourism ads.
commute the kite. The spirit of Wisconsin. Eddie feels it. Kim embraces it. Even brother and sister get along. Friendship, warmth, and good cheer. That's commute the kite. And that's Wisconsin.
As you said, friendliness, one of the things we're rated well in, trying to send that message there.
You know what? I'm so glad you played that. Thank you. And for people who haven't seen it yet and just heard it, the yodeler you hear at the beginning is a guy named Tony Throgdon. He owns the Alpendel cheese store in Monroe. And something we've been doing different is our last few commercials, 99% of the people in the commercials are real Wisconsinites, you know, just normal folks. Because, well, again, in growing tourism, we got away from everybody being perfect, everybody being 21 years old, and God bless you if you're 21 out there and listening, and a size 6. We've got people of all ages, all colors, all backgrounds, and that's because everyone's welcome. And so Gemüt le Kite is the name of that commercial, and Gemüt le Kite is a German word, and it means welcoming and that spirit of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. And that's exactly what you feel when you come to Wisconsin. In fact, we even have communities like the city of Jefferson that celebrates with Gemüt le Kite Day. And, of course, with kind of the whole German feel, you know, we have some of the best Oktoberfest celebrations outside of Munich, Germany, especially in lacrosse. They were rated top 10, Oktoberfest celebrations in the world. And so it was just another avenue that we took. And one other, our other new ad for this season I'm really proud of because we're approaching something totally new with Barrier Free. And this is a commercial about Wisconsin and how great it is. But the star of it is a man named Matt Scott, who's a gold medalist, a Paralympic athlete for wheelchair basketball. He led UW-Whitewater to 3 national wheelchair basketball championships. Now, he was born and raised in Michigan. He plays ball for Team USA in Europe, but he vacations in Wisconsin. So I loved having our arch nemesis of pure Michigan, you know, stealing a Michigan resident who loves vacationing here, star in our commercial.
I want to bring on a caller now. Dennis is with us in Two Rivers. Dennis, hi.
Hi, Stephanie. I was just wondering, is there any figures on how much money tourist money comes in from people in Wisconsin going to other places in Wisconsin compared to how much people bring in from out of state?
Oh, interesting. I was wondering that too, Dennis. Thanks for that call, Stephanie.
And that's a great question. We know that 50% of our visitors are from Wisconsin. So a significant portion of that money is coming in state. And that's why we spend a lot of advertising dollars in Wisconsin. 25% of it is coming from Chicago to really upper Illinois. And then the rest is divided between, you know, the upper Midwest, national and international. But about 50% of our travel expenditures, close to 50%, are from in-state. And so that's a great market. And it also lets us know, you know, people would be like, I'm getting out of here if it wasn't a great product. And for me, I would never have to leave the state except in a really long winter, and I'd have a great time all the time. But that's a great question.
Dennis, thanks for the call. I know a lot of a big percentage of the tourism done in Wisconsin is done by Stephanie Klett. Very briefly, Secretary Klett, what are your next couple stops?
Oh, I am actually, you have the Yodler. I am off to Monroe and New Glarus. Those are my next two steps, and I'll be meeting and taking a tour of the Chalet Cheese Company and meeting at Baumgartner's. I am your reigning Limburger queen, and they've made me that in perpetuity now. And I think it's because, I like to say it's because I'm so good, but I think it's no one else wants a job. And so those are my next two stops. I'm just coming in from Chautauqua and the Milwaukee County Zoo and Wausau and the Lee Yaffe Woods and Art Museum and a new Titletown District in Green Bay.
You've been everywhere. Secretary Klett, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, thanks so much.
We've been talking to Stephanie Klett. She's the Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. We talked with her about the economic impact of the state's tourism industry. Let us know where you are touring in Wisconsin over the next couple of weeks. Email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR. Let us know where you're headed.